And I thought what Marty did was pretty neat, except I was going to be a lot smoother and say, I've got to go to the powder room. Y'all going without me. But I figured my luck, I'd trip on the way out and fall at Steve's feet or something. If I wasn't wearing heels, I'd try it. Well, I'm, as y'all heard, I'm Mike's wife, Dale's daughter, and Joe's sister.
Come on, Susan.
Well, I'm sort of Billy Kincaid's cousin now, too, though. But as my sweet sister-in-law, who's not in here tonight, Debbie reminds me, and my dear friend Janice remind me all the time, that I'm the aged woman down there. And between both towns, Lagos and Leon, so, I mean, you know, that makes me, out of six, I'm the oldest. So I figured, listen up, girls, y'all gonna teach y'all some things. Now I've lost it. I really have.
What'd you get, bro? That's terrible.
They told me that would relax me. Now, well. No, it's really been a blessing being down there this time. I was a little scared to go a lot more scared to go this time than I was the first time, because like I don't know, y'all weren't here, a lot of you this morning, but I'd been there before, so I wasn't going down with any, you know, ideas that, boy, this is great, you know, four families living together. As one sister pointed out, Sister Irma asked us, she asked us yesterday at lunch, said, so who does the cooking? And I thought she meant in the kitchen here. And I said, she said, you know, y'all live together. Who does it? You mean, she thought we all four families lived in one house. And the Lord hasn't given us that much grace yet. But anyway, so but it has been a blessing, because, you know, even though I knew how things were going to be, you know, being down there once, there is, like Mike said the other night, there's eight personalities, not just four. There's 13 kids between us all. And, you know, it's not always easy, but it has been a blessing. And like, Debbie was saying, we have gotten more involved. The ladies have gotten more involved now in, you know, with the ministry, which has been a blessing to me, and I hope a blessing to the ladies in the church. The first couple times we went, we told our husbands what went on, and they said, well, you know, I can't believe it. They've opened up to you a lot more than us. The brothers had mainly taught them the things that they needed to know, the basic things. And then, so we started going to them, and they started opening up about, you know, their problems as wives and or the single ladies with, like, the boyfriends that aren't saved. And, you know, so we're getting some place that the guys Amen. Didn't get, because they wouldn't open up to them. And, but there's some verses in, 2 Corinthians 6 that I want to read. I'm not sure I have it all right, so, and don't tell me till after the meeting. But anyway, this is some of the things that I, it says, we then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. And then in verse 3, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, and imprisonments, in tumults, and labors, and watchings, and fasting, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well-known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. The couple of things I wanted to share were, I'm not going to talk very long. Really, I'm not, because Janice is afraid that I'm going to talk a long time, not say very much, but mention everything. And so, and then she, you know, she won't have anything to say. But anyway, that was my other joke. the couple of things I wanted to share were, you know, of course, where it says that, you know, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. And I know I shared with some of you the other morning that's come really to mean a lot to me since we started working with the ladies, because before we were pretty much just at home, like Janice said, with the kids and with the housework and all that. But now we're being watched. These ladies are watching us, and not just them, but of course the world. and, you know, let the ministry be not blamed. But it says, in all things, approving ourselves as a minister of God. I don't hardly approve myself in the first one, which is in much patience, much, much less in all the rest. But the ones that really touched me were, it says, by the word of truth, by the power of God. There's a verse, you know, it says, we preach not ourselves. I think it's right here. But for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And I just thought, you know, by the word of truth, when we go to the ladies, a lot of times I do a lot of the talking because Spanish is better. And I try to get them to talk, but they won't. But you know, my prayer the whole time is, you know, Lord, that it'll be your words, you know, that it won't be my opinions. And I mean, sometimes we try to give them advice, but even that, I'm always, it's like Brother Willie saying this morning, I'm scared, you know, Lord, I don't want to be out of line. I don't want to give them something that's my opinion that isn't go along with the word. But it says by the word of the truth, by the power of God. We've also got the power of God. And, sometimes I'm scared to witness. And that's not a very good thing to say, I guess, for missionary, but it's, you know, I'm not a real good witness very good, but it says that we have the power of God. And a couple of times I've remembered that. And then once I remember, hey, I've got God, you know, then I do all right. But it says by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and the left. And then there's another one that says, as deceivers and yet true. And this is the one I'm not real sure, but to me it means, a lot of times down there, you know, they have so much. One lady told us one time, we were eating tacos at the stand, and Michael was witnessing to this lady, and she starts saying, oh, everybody says, you know, I have the truth. But she said, the Mormons do, the Jehovah's Witnesses do, the Catholics do, you know. Most of the time, several of them say, you know, we're not Mormons, we're not Jehovah's Witnesses, we're Christians. And, you know, they can believe it or not, but we know that it's true. And it says, as unknown and yet well-known. You know, none of us, I don't think any missionaries that are here today, you know, including the Robertis and stuff, are well known. Nobody's going to put us in some newspaper, but we're well known somewhere else. You know, the Lord knows us well. And then the other was, as poor yet making many rich. What comes to my mind is Reina. Well, all the people really we work with are poor. I don't think there's anybody that really has any money that we're working with. And, they just don't have anything. When Debbie and I, Janice came up the day before we did, so Debbie Royal and I went to visit Reina the day that we were supposed to visit with her. And when we got there, you know, she said, oh, this is, you know, it is. It's a very poor colonia. The sewers run into the middle of the street. And she said, oh, and I showed her Reina's house, which is concrete. It's really actually a pretty nice house. And so she's got five kids, and it's got one bedroom and one kitchen. That's it. But it's concrete. It's got windows. It's got some glass. And she said, oh, that's terrible. I said, no, that's a nice house. I mean, really, because next, but I said, look three houses down, and it's, a lot of those houses are, I don't know. Yeah, and they've nailed them, you know, they've all squashed them open or whatever, you know, and nailed them together or cardboard together. A lot of times, you know, when we were knocking, we couldn't knock on those houses and nowhere. So you just throw a stone and hit part of the cardboard and hope that they hear it, you know. And so they have nothing. They have nothing. And yet it says, as poor yet making me rich.
Amen.
And, she has nothing. She really doesn't. I mean, she has more than some people does because she works too. She sells pozole and tacos and stuff so that she can bring in some money. But yet that's not what makes her rich. She doesn't have anything. And yet she's rich.
Amen.
She is, you know, she's richer than my neighbors are quite wealthy. You know, across the street they have five cars. And I'm sure they wonder what we're doing there. You know, we have one old station wagon that's always dirty and everybody else, you know, has cars, swimming pools, you know, but what do they have? They have nothing.
Right.
They're rich, but they have nothing.
Right.
And then it says, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. When Debbie and I were there that day, she was telling us her husband's not saved, and he came to the meeting for the first time the Sunday we were there.
Amen.
And it was really, everybody was just excited.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
He usually goes to the movies and drinking, and she was ready to leave him before she got saved. Just before she got saved, she was ready to leave him. She says they've hated each other since they got married, just about. And so, you know, the Lord is doing a work. It's slow,
Amen.
And it's going to be a hard thing, but she was sharing with us that he knows her problem, she said, is she has a bad temper, you know, really quite a foul temper, and a mouth that tells it all. And so she said that when her husband, you know, they know how to get her mad, and of course that's the first thing she does. And she said she knows how to get to her. One of the things is that she has pigs, you know, I don't know, three or four pigs that she kills for pozole and stuff. And, you know, that may sound not like very much to y'all, but that's a lot to her. She buys those, and that's what she makes her stuff with, and that's what she sells. And so, to her, those are her possessions that mean a lot, or did. And her husband, she said, one night her husband was saying something about, you know, your pigs, because she has made the mistake of saying, you know, I bring in more money, you know. And, of course, we told her, wrong thing to do, you know. But, so he's quite bitter about it, and he was bringing that up, and she said, hey, you can have my pigs. I have what counts now.
Amen.
And he said, what do you mean? She said, you can have them. I don't need them. I've got the Lord. And it really hit me when I was reading this yesterday, as having nothing and yet possess no things. Amen. You know, that was a big deal to her. Amen. She brought it up to him all the time. Hey, look at this. This is mine. I'm making more money. And, you know, and yet now she says, you can have them. Go sell them. I don't care. You know, I've got the most important thing of all. Amen. And amen. I just praise the Lord because she's really been a blessing to me and I think to Janice and well to everybody. But, you know, we see the change. She came one day and was really discouraged. I think it was the second Bible study. And she said, I'm just not changing. I'm not changing. She said, I don't even think I want to come anymore. I'm not, you know, I just don't see any changes. I'm still talking too much. You know, I'm still, the people are making fun of her. She used to be on the front row of those that gave that, the rosaries. And so now they come and they'll say, you know, why aren't you going to come pray with us? You know, cause they know she won't, but it's just antagonize her. Or they make fun of her kids. They don't let their children play with her children. They won't wait on her at the store till everybody else has waited on. And her husband told her, you know, said, well, go somewhere else. She says, no, because then they've won. I'm not going to let them get to me, you know. And I told her, I said, you've changed. What do you mean? You know, she doesn't see it, but we see it because she's realizing that, hey, I have to be a witness to these people. They're watching me. And because she's so very friendly, so outgoing, so bubbly, then she had a lot of friends. And maybe, you know, they're going away now, but they're still watching her. And, but she's really been a blessing. And, one time, I guess it was that same second Bible study when she told us that she was really discouraged, she asked us, well, you know, has there always been Christians? How long has there been Christians? So Janice said, well, you know, in Acts is when the first church started. And she said, well, then she said, I thought y'all were the only ones. She said, why haven't I just now heard about it? Why, if there's been Christians for all those years, why haven't I ever heard? And it, I don't know what it did to Janice, but my heart just, I thought, Lord, you know, here she thought that four families were the only Christians in the world. She thought that this was it, you know. And I thought, you know, like it says, how can they hear, you know, if we don't go? But there was one other thing I was putting on was now. But anyway, the Lord has been good. And, I praise him that he's let us go back down there. And I hope that y'all pray for us because it is, you know, it's a blessing, but it is hard, not just with each other, but I mean with the people, because a lot, like they say, you know, you lose your privacy. You don't have as much time to do other things. And we're not being driven, you know, like slaves or anything like that. But sometimes, you know, it's nice for a break. And I know I've enjoyed coming up here. It's a really nice break to see everybody and kind of a relief from the work. But, I hope y'all will pray, you know, continue praying for us. We really thank you for your support and for your prayers. And I know there was something else. There was. I just remember because I have my Bible. One of the verses that I usually like to share with this because it's really meant a lot to me is the one that's in Philippians. I think it's Philippians 1. Because a lot of times, you know, like when Drena told us that, she said, you know, I just haven't grown. I just don't think I'm going to get there. You know, I don't think I'm going to make it. Even in the little things that to her aren't little. I mean, like the smoking. She's trying to quit smoking and all these things. And, you know, to us, they may seem little. But nobody told her she had to quit smoking. She just realizes that, you know, she needs to. But I told her in Philippians 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. But I don't know, maybe it says that in English, and I just don't understand the words. But to me, I like better the Spanish, where it says, because I didn't realize it didn't say that in English. I thought it said the same thing. It says, estando confiado de esto, que el que comenzó en vosotros la buena obra, la perfeccionará hasta el día de Jesucristo. And in Spanish, it says, perfect. And here it says, and I looked up, it says that perform, and I looked up, it had a letter or something, it says finish. But to me, when I shared it with the sisters, it really hit me that it's perfected. To me, that's a little different. It's like I send my kids to do a job. They finish their job sometimes, but it's not very perfect. You know, they don't perfect it. And so the Lord is going to finish us. He's not just going to finish us, you know. He's going to perfect us. Amen. And that to me means, I mean, it just says more to me in Spanish because one thing is to finish. I mean, I'm not just going to be finished. I'm not going to be, you know, the cup that's just glazed but not in the fire yet to be all shiny. He's going to perfect it, which means, you know, throwing in the last fire, and it's going to come out perfect. Praise the Lord.
Amen.